if they need someone to get Barrett and Edwards out in particular, they know the man to call, don't they?
Yeah. No, it's just one of those things. I've got no ball in my hand and managed to get the openers and number three out. You know, I'd like to think if I played them in any situation, I could get them out.
And have a crack at Sean DePaul as well?
Yeah, world's best batsman at the moment in the rankings. He was obviously a difficult guy to bowl at. Showed his class in the second innings where he batted a long time, and his, one of his nicknames is the Walls, as Rahul Dravid was as well. He's just a very difficult person to get out. Knows his game inside out. And I know I didn't get him out, but luckily someone did.
What did you make of the West Indies?
It's a bit difficult, really. It's the first real practice they've had outside in these conditions. They've had a good home series against Australia where they're unfortunate to lose. They've obviously got some class players. It didn't help that a couple of their seamers broke down during the game with a few niggles. And in Chandrapur, obviously, got one of the best bats in the world. A couple of the younger guys probably not used to playing in conditions like this, but Guy Powell opened the batting, got a good 100 for them. He looks like he's a steady opening batsman. Now they're going to be a challenge because they're a reasonable international side coming, sort of rebuilding. So they'll provide a challenge to England, but I fully expect England to beat them in the Test series.